This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum. Let's get into this video. It's got a lot of news coverage, a lot of press, and they're trying to give our brother Khabib a hard time because of some statements that he made. Let's go ahead and listen to this video. And it's in Russian, but then it has the subtitles. But for those people who have a hard time reading because English is not their first or second language, they understand a little bit, but we'll go ahead and, but definitely they can't read the English language. I'll go ahead and translate for them, or I'll go ahead and read it out, and then we'll go ahead and react to this. I said, I don't want to offend anybody. Ring girls are the most useless people in the martial arts. What is the function? I have a question. You can show that it is the second round on the screen. There are people who understand martial arts. This is my personal opinion. I think you have your own one about some moments. I think they are the most useful people in the martial arts.
Не, ну просто у меня такое, ну это самые ненужные люди в единоборствах. Ну что, какую функцию?
They develop a sport or they help people to see that it is the second round now. What are they doing? Tell me, please. It happened historically.
I realize that is a history. History knows
many mistakes. We read a history to avoid mistakes in the past and the future. If we look in history, it says they are useless. This is my personal opinion. I'll answer this question once, but I need to discuss it with Dana White first.
Dana White,
Dana White maybe likes it. Maybe you
know it too.
My name is not Dana. My name is Khabib.
For
example, I want to sit with my father. A person has his own preference, the culture and values. I come to fight night, sit with my father. These people are passing by and showing people that it is the second round, but no one looks at the plate. I feel uncomfortable with my father. I am not against it. If you want, you can do it. But don't impose it on me. Okay, so now it's very important because now you got people who kind of just join the bandwagon of bashing. So they don't really even dissect these things a little bit more carefully. But anybody who's on any level of trying to be a God-conscious person, who's a Christian, who's a Jew, you know, somebody who has some level of consciousness of the Creator, you know, they want to live a morally upright life, and maybe they want to enjoy, let's say, some entertainment. But I mean, what he's pointing out is if somebody's coming to watch the fight, somebody holding up a poster to tell them what round is it is, it's very uncomfortable to see a woman in her underwear up there. So what's the point? It brings nothing to the martial art. Is just something that now entices the man, and it's another form of attracting people to get more money. So it's very sad that nowadays you don't have people who will go ahead and look at this as an oppression of women, to look at this as, look, I mean, we know in Islam liberates the women. So you have women now who are putting on more rather than less because they want to be respected for their minds, for their intellect. So these women now who are out there, and he's correct, it's kind of a useless profession. What happens if you really want to get down to the nitty gritty? It can be very, very hurtful for these women, but it should cause us to think, because now you're selling your body, you're selling your soul, which it leads down to, for the what? For the pleasure of men. And what happens is your mind is constructed to think a certain way because of society, because of a big industry. And all of these things, these social pressures, lead these poor girls into making these decisions. And now they're not, you know, a lot of times you think when someone puts on the hijab, for instance, everybody's quick to say, oh, she was brainwashed. Oh, she was manipulated. But what, at a global scale, at a bigger scale, how the industry where you have girls, young women who will put themselves on display, you know, to keep their figures, they'll eat food and they'll throw up food and they'll starve themselves, you know, to have a certain physique, and they'll develop mental disorders, and the list goes on, and none of them are happy because of this. And then what happens? Dana White, of course, is enjoying this, and the men, because now they can pass these women along, the fighters go ahead and probably have their play with them or some of these other big shots, and they get used and abused, and at the end they're scarred. you know, and we want the best for these women and all women. So if you're a ring girl watching this, hopefully this can penetrate the heart. And what Khabib said, you're not going to get angry with Khabib. You're going to actually think like, wow, he's onto something. It's not like a cognitive dissonance and you stop and you're just thinking like, oh man, this guy's like backwards. No, he's forward. He's actually forward thinking. What happens is when you bring on the human being, the woman, and you expose her in her underwear, I mean, this is backward. This is something now that's oppressive. So just think. And again, if you're a Christian, if you're a Jew, if you're a God-conscious person, you know this already. There's not much to talk about. But if you're somebody who's just a hedonist, somebody who's just living a life of debauchery, you don't care. You're just trying, you're addicted to porn. You know, when you, that's like your day's highlight is just looking at women who are naked. And of course, this is going to get in your way. But you know also deep down inside that this is wrong. So actually, Khabib is helping these women to think, you know, at first the medicine, when it goes in or when you taste it, it doesn't taste too good. So he's speaking freedom of speech to speak his mind, and he's getting a lot of heat for it. But now just think of the message behind it. Really think a little deeper. And we gave you some things to reflect and think over. Would Jesus approve of this? Would Moses approve of this? Would the greatest men that walked the earth, these messengers that God Almighty sent, and the last and final message of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. I know this is heavy on some people, but this is truth. And the truth shall set you free. And we have to think, what's our purpose in life? Why are we here? Is it just to be entertained? Is it to watch naked women? Is it to watch naked men? You know, is it just to fulfill our lusts and desires? Or is there more, right? Because the fight, just like the fight, I mean, if you put two people in a cage and there wasn't a goal, there wasn't a purpose, that wouldn't make sense, would it? What about this life? There is a purpose. You have to find your purpose. You want to know your purpose. Ask the one who created us for a noble purpose, the creator of the heavens and earth. So before I get too preachy and teachy, I just want to go ahead and thank Khabib for speaking the truth, and the people out there, just to remind them, if they're Jewish Christians or people who really want to live a morally upright life, you know, really dissect this and look at it, not just from the superficial, what the media puts on there. And we have to combat this, because we can't let these big industries and much of the social pressure of hedonists and people who really don't have any moral compass, moral values, dictate the way for our lives, for our families, for our futures. So this is out of the love that we go ahead and share this. Thank you very much. And we started with peace. We end with peace. Peace be with you. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum. And don't forget to go ahead and subscribe right now. Hit that notification bell so we can get more of these messages, these good messages out for the world. Hope you enjoyed. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.